It may be a done deal today in the Senate with a vote on tax cuts.
This agreement is not subject to being reopened.
Well, tell that to House Democrats who don't like the compromise between Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell and President Obama. Colorado Springs Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn is also considering voting against it.
I like the extension of the current lower tax rates, but not at the expense of going into debt, especially for the unemployment insurance.
Lamborn joined us earlier this hour at 850 KOA. Let's go live now to the other side of the aisle politically. Joining us on our live line now with her take is First District Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you guys again.
So as you heard and as you know, the Senate votes this afternoon, then the House votes. Do you think House Democrats are going to tweak this thing and then send it back to the Senate?
Well, one thing that House members, we're concerned about a lot of things, but one of the things we're concerned about is the estate tax, which goes into effect. Of course, this only affects the very, very wealthy. And the Senate version would only kick in with the estate tax with estates of $5 or $10 million. So I think one thing the House will do is reduce that. I mean, I heard Doug Lamborn on your show, and for different reasons. Doug and I are both very concerned about the effect this bill is going to have on the deficit. Some estimate that it could cost $900 billion in the next 10 years, which is just money that we're putting off on our future generations. So that's why many House Democrats are very concerned.
Congressman, there's one thing to be concerned, but, I mean, is there any other better alternative that's out there right now?
Well, there unfortunately is no better alternative out there right now, but that doesn't mean that we have to vote for it. Well, the House has already passed separate standalone bills extending unemployment insurance. You know, unemployment is still 9.8%. We need to help these people who are trying to find jobs but can't. We've also passed separate bills for extending the tax cuts to the middle class. And so if the Senate wanted to, they could take up these bills. They could do this. And instead, they're going to pass this bill that both gives the estate tax and it also gives tax cuts to people who make over $250,000. So a lot of us who consider ourselves budget hawks really are concerned about the hole this blows into the deficit.
Are you surprised at the president's position on this, and do you think he's given up too much?
A lot of us feel that the president gave away too much at the beginning and is now having a difficult time getting that back. So it's a difficult position that frankly, we've been put into in the House. We're going to see what the Senate bill says. I expect that the bill will pass the Senate, and I expect it'll probably pass the House, too. But like I say, I just think that it spends a lot of money that we don't need to be spending right now.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette on the 850 KOA Newsline joining us live. I don't know if you've seen this. This is just coming into us, and I'd love your opinion on this. According to the most recent Gallup poll that was taken a few days ago, Congress, the disapproval rating, 83% in this poll. It is the highest level of disapproval of the way Congress is handling itself, it really, in the history of that poll. Why do you think that is, and those poll numbers disapprove of what you all are doing in Washington, and how do you fix it?
Well, I think one way to fix the problem, and I actually spent some time talking to some of my Republican colleagues about this last night. I think it would be really helpful to the institution if we could take the tone down a notch, and if we could actually sit down and try to work on some issues on a bipartisan way. One thing I've tried to do in my career, you know, I was in the minority 14 years before I was in the majority for 4 years. Every time I do legislation, I try to find a Republican to work with. That can't always happen, but I think if Congress would give the impression to the American people that we're actually working together to solve these problems that we face in a common way, I think that would really help. You know, nobody likes to be in a job where it's an 83% disapproval rate. But the funny thing is, when you ask people, do they support their member of Congress, a huge number say yes. So, you know, that's the challenge that we face, is trying to represent our constituents in Congress, but at the same time trying to solve these problems in a bipartisan way.
Well, you're not alone in being disliked by the public. There's also dentists and used car salesmen.
Oh, and journalists, right. Journalists too. We fit right up there.
That's right. Everybody hates us. Well, we'll
I used to be a trial lawyer before I went to Congress. So there you go.
That's got to be at least 90%. All right, Congresswoman Diana DeGette, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
6:39 on 8:50.